On 90.3 KAZU, I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. More than 4 million California residents were born in Mexico, so the state has a lot of experience with students learning English as a second language. But in Watsonville, public schools have struggled to educate a growing number of Mexican students from indigenous backgrounds. As KAZU's Rowan Moore Garrity reports, it's a little bit trickier when English is your third language.
3, 4, 5.
In a first grade classroom at Ohlone Elementary School in Watsonville, a small group of students sits at a back table with language liaison Natalia Gracida Cruz. Together, they match written numbers to the sounds that go with them, in English, in Spanish, and in Mixteco. Mixteco is an indigenous language spoken in southern Mexico. When Mixteco-speaking students start school in the U.S., many have to learn Spanish and English at the same time they learn to read.
Since they're learning three languages at once, I try to keep them from getting lost in the middle of that, to make things clear.
As the demographics of Mexican immigration shift, the number of Mixteco speakers in California schools has gone from 600 to more than 2,000 in the last 10 years. Around Watsonville, that number has jumped from 15 students to more than 300. Gracida Cruz is the school district's only Mixteco-speaking employee.
I have very little time to support each one of my students.
In addition to these weekly visits to George Feldman's first grade classroom, Gracida Cruz also helps out at parent-teacher meetings. Feldman says having Mixteco translation can be vital.
For a conversation that might have to go to explanation of treating lice in the house, for a conversation that might have to go to your child needs to be checked to see if they need to be in a special ed room. Those conversations, we need to be right.
That can be hard when teachers aren't sure they've identified every Mixteco speaker in the classroom.
There is a hidden identity where if kids are from Mexico in your class, you automatically assume they speak Spanish.
Leonor is a Mixtec mother who asked to be identified by her first name. She has two children in Watsonville Public Schools. Her daughter has experienced that hidden identity firsthand.
The school nurses gave her hearing exams, and they said she was deaf.
Growing up in Tijuana, Leonor remembers being teased for her indigenous roots. Now she sees echoes of the same attitudes when she picks her daughter up from school.
I think the kids bully her. She doesn't like to speak Mixteco with her parents. And when we go to meetings at school, she hides. She won't look us in the eye.
Feldman says when kids feel pressure to conceal part of their identity, it makes teaching harder, too.
Unfortunately, I've had kids who have gotten in trouble in class for not saying I'm sorry and not making eye contact and for other things that I was looking at as a discipline issue until I knew better. And I could treat it as a cultural issue.
So Feldman tries to encourage his Mixtec students by incorporating their language into his lessons.
Usually I start you out. I say, Tanikundo Navali. And then you say, yeah.
Feldman also has his students sing in Mixteco. And he co-authored a trilingual children's book with the language liaison, Gracida Cruz. At the state level, the California Department of Education commissioned a curriculum module for Mixteco language and culture, but has yet to put it into use. Rowan Moore Garrity, KAZU News.